Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ng mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat na gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako po ang inyong campmaster. At ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Noong nakaraang linggo ay ibinahagi ko ang kwentuhan namin ni Dion Fernandez, isang urban folklorist at isang paranormal investigator na nakatira sa Baguio City. Ngayong gabi ay pakikinggan naman natin ang iba pang mga story tungkol sa malihim na syudad ng Baguio. Bakit ba kilala ito sa mga haunted activities? At higit sa lahat, paano ba pinakikitunguhan ng mga taga-Baguio ang mundo ng supernatural? Narito ang karugtong ng aming kwentuhan.
I also had some other friends. I told them that I'm going to have you on the show and they have a few questions.
Yes,
sure. Can you, like as a spirit quester, can you describe to us what do you see or perhaps what, I would say, abilities do you have?
This is a little bit complicated, Anna. But back then, I was considered what you call a clairaudient, someone who could hear things. But long story short, I suppressed any and all of those psychic abilities. So for me, I no longer consider myself a psychic. Yeah. Personally, because for me, it's more of a sacrifice between what I can see internally and from what I can share with other people using devices, using external devices. That's why I use electronic equipment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I use electronic equipment to do my research. But like what American and English, European paranormal researchers do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. What they do. Because although I still want to do the traditional method, you hold your hands together and then you summon a spirit, it's something which not a lot of people would believe in or not a lot of people could see because they can't see what I see. They can't hear what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah. So it would be better if, for example, I have a spirit box, which can pick up the voices of wandering spirits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That way, if they can hear it, if I say something and then they can hear it, why not?
Yeah, that's better. You have parang proof again.
Yeah. If not proof, well, evidence. Yeah.
Okay. Na ito yung na pick up. You're not telling them na this is what. Parang you're just laying evidence na it's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, kasi ang tendency kasi natin, for example, yung mga Halloween episode every year, yung mga pinapakita sa fan. So, they invite psychics. But sure, the psychics might see something, the psychics might hear something. Ayan. But can the audience see and hear what they're seeing as well?
Ayan. It doesn't translate.
Yeah, so I'd prefer the ones where I have equipment with me so that I can share what I experience with them. Although I do have some people who still claim that I still have some sort of psychic ability or something. Pero I don't know. I don't feel that anymore. Ayan. Although, on occasion, I can still, for example, things up, like I can still hear things or I can still sometimes see things. parang ganun. But I don't consider them as psychic abilities. It's just maybe residual sensations na lang na sometimes it might act up, but it doesn't come as steadily as before.
You said that you intentionally stop yung ability mo. Can you share what happened or what did you do? Is there like something that you need to do to stop it, or you just?
Well, it's more of a visualization exercise for me. For me,
okay.
What I did was to imagine myself wrapped in or covered by an egg of anti-psychic energy. Parang ganun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, parang I did that for, let's say, a few minutes a day for a few months. Parang okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see, I don't want to hear, okay? I just want to exchange what I have for something which, for something more tangible, parang ganun. Yeah, so, although...
This is the first time na nakarinig po ako na nagsara or na they put down their shields.
Well, the spirit...
Put up their shields, sorry.
The spirit questers always say that the third eye, so to speak, the psychic ability can be suppressed and opened at will. Okay, it's all a matter of control. Mm-hmm. It's all a matter of control. And I simply decided to turn it off. I could turn it on again, I suppose, but I don't...
If you will
for
it.
Me, if I will it, but right now I don't see any real reason why I should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in any case, especially kam mga ganito, October, November, December, I usually see a lot of stuff anyway, which I don't know how to explain. So
is
it's
there
like
a veil or something that now open up pag ganyan?
Yeah, actually it is. It's a cultural veil which has permeated the spiritual realms. Basta kung undas Pasko. Well, it's worldwide naman talaga. It's international na. It goes across cultural borders that there's always this time of the year. Yeah, autumn or October, November, December wherein people talk about ghosts, spirits, the dead. Ayan, we tell stories. Ayan, so
lumalamig kasi, so it's nakakapampadagdag ng atmosphere kapag nagkakwentuhan.
Yeah, the veil is always thin at this time of the year, kahit Pasko. Ayan, kaya ayan. Mm. Yeah, but technically, the veils are always open, or the veils are always thin. It's all a matter of how to find it, where to find it, how much you want to penetrate the veil, and so forth. It depends, really.
If you can share what were your experiences before when you were still actively sensitive, what do you feel when you're in the presence of someone from another plane? You said that you're clairaudient. Mm-hmm. So, paano yun? Bigla na lang may naririnig ka? Or,
yeah, something like
nagpapaalam
that.
Ba sila? Nagpapaalam ba sila na andito ko?
Something like that, yeah. The first few months after my first experience dun sa Hyatt, I kept on hearing strange voices. Yeah, when I'm awake, there would be somebody who would call out na, not necessarily call out to me, pero parang, you know, hey, parang ganun. Hoy, ikaw, parang ganun. Or, nasaan na si ganito? Parang, because I studied at a university with old buildings and then, parang ganun, wala namang tao dito, parang ganun. So, that was, yeah, they would sometimes pop up. And then, sometimes I would hear things, kung kunyari nasa kwarto ako, and then I would hear things outside the window, parang whispering or tapping, na hindi naman narinig ng ibang tao sa bahay. So, yeah, that happened. Those would happen, yeah, those happened for a few months after that. But of course they began to recede and then I would only listen to them occasionally na lang until sabi ng iba na parang no, that's normal, sabi na lang na mga questions, that's normal, it's just a matter of knowing what to do if you hear them or if you hear these things. What do you want to do? Do you choose to engage this or do you choose not to? It's really up to you if you can if you can communicate with them or not. Ayun. So, ayun. But,
They're trying to get your attention sometimes.
Well, sometimes, yeah. But, I usually silently say, not now, I can't. Yeah, maybe some other time, or maybe you could refer, parang reference. Okay, you could go to this person, parang ganun, and maybe help them out because I'm sure that this person can help you out. Parang ganun ang kwan ko. Sinasabi ko.
Meron ka bang default na ano? Default na pangalan na pinapapunta mas nire-refer mo?
Meron actually. Meron. Yun, yung dating librarian ng university, pero yeah. But ayun, that's what usually the case was back then.
Okay. I would imagine na it might be a hassle kapag ka nga ganyan na may ability kasi nga imagine mo naman may biglang magpa-pop up sa'yo so nakakainis ka naman sometimes medyo intrusive.
Yeah, kung, exactly.
If you're not in the right mindset para i-welcome ang mga ganun, diba?
Exactly. Yeah. Kaya, well, the trainings of the spirit questers helped very much. Although I focused more on you know yung local indigenous cultural norms to help me out more, so mas nakuan sa akin yun kung sakali mas naka-boost ng confidence and how to balance out the physical world and the spiritual world. Okay. Yeah, kaya yun.
Speaking of local or indigenous setting dito sa Baguio, would you say, kasi one of our good friends from another podcast, it's called the Paranormal Podcast, meron daw siyang nakita sa Baguio na parang native, I would say native siguro, baka iba yung damit niya or iba yung itsura niya, or more like from here, from before, marami bang sightings of ancestors from this area na nagpapakita?
Well, all the kasi, time.
All
the time. Remember that the way that people see spirits here, this is, again, a personal observation, which I can confirm with other people from here. The way that people see spirits here is very different from the way that people see spirits elsewhere. Yeah. So the manifestation of spirits here in the Cordilleras is so common that parang wala lang. Parang, okay, people might be intrigued. Parang, ay, ganun ba? May lumabas? Dati magpakita, parang ganun. But, yan, it's just treated as something which is, okay. And then you move on. Yan. Oh. So, not like in parang, I guess, in Manila na parang when they talk about the spirit world, it fascinates them and it scares them at the same time. Yan. Here, the spirit world is really, you could say, or the spirit worlds are really tightly knit with this world. So it's not extraordinary, so to speak. It's unusual, sure. It's unusual that maybe one person might see something or might hear something, but it's already given. It's already a given. They're here. It's not unusual, and you just have to live with it. You live with it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like saying it's a fact of life. Parang ganun na lang.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I guess people who are sensitive from the Cordilleras or from this region, I guess mas tolerant talaga kayo in dealing with people from another plane or beings from another plane. That means mas kaya nyo nga silang i-handle.
It's more of knowing that because before the Spanish arrived, the Filipinos in general were not really that exclusivist when it comes to the spirit world. It was already accepted that the spirit world lived as an active an participant in the world of the living. Yeah. So dito sa Cordillera, because the Spanish never came here, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
That became a touch.
Yeah, that way of living, that way of thinking, and that way of looking at different things, it just remained the same. We don't banish spirits.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't banish spirits. We don't even pray for them. Parang ganun. Well, some would, I suppose, or many would, but it's more of okay, may nagmumulto dito sa bahay, so let's just
okay. ganun.
Parang okay, sige. Ganun na lang.
Life
let's
goes
just
on.
Make sure iatang na lang natin siya, parang ganun.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting take on the paranormal world.
And that is why That is why I believe that that's one of the reasons why many houses here are considered haunted dito sa Baguio. It's because we never really drive the spirits away. Yeah. We've just learned how to live with them, how to accommodate them, and to give them their needs if they have any. So that's how I guess I grew up with it. So I suppose that's just how things are dito sa Baguio and in the north as a whole.
Tigil muna sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang isang paalaala.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines. You can check out our podcast on Spotify, Apple, or any of your preferred podcast platforms. We publish new episodes every second and fourth Saturday of the month.
Like most people, we get fascinated by how the mind of a killer works, why a particular person got murdered, and when they will catch the suspect. Creators of PH Murder Stories take you through the most shocking and mysterious cases that occurred.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Camper Stories. Sa susunod na bahagi ng interview ay naghayag si Dion ng kanyang mga personal theories about the popular White Lady of Loakan Road at mga supernatural entities in general na talaga namang nakapagpaisip sa akin. Ikinwento din niya ang iba pang mga klase ng mga nilalang mula sa ibang lahi ang napabalitang bumisita sa Baguio City. At ano ang hatid nito sa syudad? Atin ding matutuklasan ang grupo ng Outbath, isang lokal na samahan ng mga psychic at paranormal investigators sa Baguio.
With people around here being welcoming or at least being tolerant of beings from another plane, hindi ba yung nagiging parang invite for other beings, of course aside from spirits, like to come here?
Well, again, it's more of what you call that. It's more again of how you discern and how you adjust to what you see. Of course, there are exorcism rituals in the Cordilleras, but that's only if it's more of a reactive ritual, okay? So if there's something that's not, if there's something which harms a person, then that's when these rituals of banishing come in. But those are very rare. Yeah, those are very rare. I've never seen one myself, but I've read of them. But most of the rituals, most of the cultural customs dito sa Cordilleras are about accommodating them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, even among Christians dito sa Baguio, They don't banish spirits. They pray for them. Yeah. So it's not about driving them away. It's about giving them what they need, giving them what they want.
Mm-mm.
And I guess maybe this, again, this is just me. This is what sets us apart from maybe the spirit questers of Manila. Although the spirit questers do teach or do encourage coexistence between the living and the other realms. But here in Baguio, or here in the Cordilleras at least, it's easier to do. Mm-hmm. It's much easier to do.
This is already innate.
Yeah, it's something which we've done before. It's something which doesn't need a lot of maneuvering or rituals. It's just something which we already live with.
Mabait naman ang mga taga Baguio kahit sa afterlife.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Speaking of mga other realms, yes. Ano ba kayong kakaibang elementals na na-encounter sa Baguio?
Elementals are very common. Elementals are more prominent, you could say, whenever you have humans not interfering that much. Yung mga engkanto, or ang tawag namin dito is, well, depende kasi sa pangalan eh. We call them dito, ansisit.
Ansisit. Dito, yes, I've heard
ansisit.
Of it.
Yeah, ansisit, or mga ganun, mga anito, mga ganun. They're very common here. They're very common here. Again, it's the same way that we react with spirits of the dead. They're just here. Yeah, you don't disturb. Well, the way that we tell them is that if you know or if you believe that there's a place here that should not be disturbed, then don't disturb it. Yeah. Because actually, there's I have a theory. And this is just a theory that the White Lady, the White Lady is not really the spirit of the dead. It's a spirit of
it's an elemental
spirit. That's what. Well, that's just my personal view. But that's probably the reason why she's there sa Loakan, because Loakan Road is very forested. You could say that elemental spirits, yung mga ansisit, yung mga anito, yung mga ganun, they're very active here, but we treat them the same way as we treat the dead. Yeah. And just because development has come to Baguio, it doesn't mean that they disappear. Okay, elementals are made of energy, and like energy, they change. So, you could say that elementals are here. I don't know. Elementals here are not angry that their habitat has been destroyed or whatever. They just change. Yeah. Yeah. They just transform.
Into what?
Into a different form that can adapt to the city, I suppose. Ayan.
Okay.
They're still elementals. They're still elementals, but they hindi na sila
yung sila yung iniisip natin na kung ano yung
lamang lupa or... parang ganun. Oh. Hindi na ganun. They probably have a different form now. Yeah.
I'm sorry to ask this, but have you seen one? Have you seen plenty, I guess?
No, but this is just according to yung kwana, to some people I know. Or some people who just know me from a first meeting. Sabi daw nila, I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I have never experienced it personally. I have an elemental guardian. Ayan. I don't know. Ayan. May nagbabantay daw sa akin. But apparently it looks like a snake. I don't know. a large snake. But I don't know. I've never felt it. I will assume that's okay. If there is one, then I will assume that it helps out in some way, and I'm grateful for it, I suppose. Yeah, but personally, I've never experienced any elemental spirits or interacted with elemental beings.
Okay.
It's more of spirits of ancestral spirits or spirits of the dead.
Do you think that the spirit questers here in Baguio, Outpath, would be open to new members or maybe, I don't know.
Actually, yes.
Is there like a scarcity na marami na bang cases?
Hindi naman cases. It's more of like me and a few others dito sa Outpath, we want to share what we have, what we've learned through the years. with other people who are willing to be trained and who don't treat this as just like a hobby. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Because training under the spirit questers is, well, they most people think, oh yeah, wala lang, it's just a passing. It's more of like a skill set. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So we want to bring this skill set to other people who might be interested to join. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those, well, we have certain conditions though. Dapat college graduate ka na. And then dapat college graduate ka, and then you have the because a college graduate has the ability, well, has the ability to discern. May critical thinking skills na kasi ang college graduate. Well, that's just me.
Yes.
But somebody who is able to focus a little bit, not totally, but to have a little bit of focus, okay, on what being a researcher does. A spirit quester does. That's what we want to share with other people. Or that's what we want to share to them. Yeah. For those who are interested, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. At least sa mga mas makakapakinig nitong episode na to. And if you are in Baguio or in the Cordilleras, this is maybe an invitation to reach out. Diba?
Yes, exactly.
But I actually was researching on Outpath, but your website has been shut down or it's not.
It's sabihin natin na parang, well, we were once hosted, it was the 90s. We were hosted on GeoCities. But, of course, with the shutdown of most sites, we also couldn't maintain that much of a website. We're not web designers or web hosts, so it was kind of hard. So we focused a little bit more on social media na lang. And even then, parang kasi wala namang tumatawag sa amin masyado, so we didn't really maintain that. We didn't even really maintain a social media presence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of individuals just contacting me because they saw my name on Facebook on Facebook, and then they just contact me, and then they'll just ask questions and ask if something could be done. Parang ganun na nangyari.
Okay.
I'm assuming that, well, yung offshoot ng Spirit Questers, I forgot the name. I think it's called ESP. The Esoteric Society of the Philippines, something. I don't know. That's the offshoot of the Spirit Questers after they disbanded it. And
yes.
Ayun. So I assume that they do more stuff than us. Ayun. Ayun. Last time I heard that they do seminars on tarot card reading, crystal awareness, or whatever. Ayun. But again, because these are more Western than local, so I couldn't really relate with them that much. But okay lang siguro,
Speaking of ESP, I've heard cuz I also am friends with another podcast called Wag Kang Lilingon, and I heard their episode, they guested there. They told me, they told the episode na pinag-uusapan nila na there is parang they saw an existence of a fallen angel in Corregidor. And
oh wow.
I was wondering if would there be a chance that, kasi di ba medyo highly concentrated yung pagiging haunted ng let's say La Peral, parang medyo dark history because of the Japanese. Yung mga freak accidents. Also, yung Diplomat Hotel, medyo madilim din yung nakaraanan.
Yeah.
I think that there's an existence of a fallen angel in this area. Have you heard of any of that? I was just thinking na baka kasi medyo madilim ang history ng Baguio City during the war, and of course the big earthquake of the 90s. I don't know. Baka meron yung nagbabantay na fallen angel dito?
As far as I know, wala eh. I know that there's... Well, again, this goes back to my early years as a spirit quester. I know that there are Aztec gods which come here to the north. Ayan.
Pinasyal nila.
So parang... Like, for example, according to yung accounts ng spirit questers, they went to the Ilocos once, Ilocos Norte yata, and there's this feathered serpent, okay, which lives in a dam somewhere there. na yun. So, yeah, parang, so it manifested itself as, you know, the god of, I forgot, the feathered serpent god of Aztec mythology. Parang na nun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, dito rin sa Baguio, somebody once claimed that there was this time na 2 weeks walang tigiling ulan dito sa Baguio that time. Yeah. And then they said that the god Tlaloc, the Aztec god Tlaloc, came here to Baguio para lang wala lang, parang kwan lang.
Bumisita.
Bumisita lang. And by the way, these two are separate. These are two separate things. Two separate people, accounts pala, by people who did not know each other. So, ako naman, parang, well, if a fallen angel could be seen as something which could exist, I assume that Aztec gods could probably be manifesting here as well. Yeah.
So I googled Aztec god feathered serpent and I see Quetzalcoatl.
Ayun. Quetzalcoatl. Ayun. So, ayun. So, apparently that's a thing. And then the rain god Tlaloc, T-L-A-L-O-C, ayun.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he stayed here for, or he or she, I forgot, stayed here for a few weeks dito during the late 90s.
Have you heard of any local gods, Filipino gods, or other indigenous gods dito sa, lalo na sa Cordilleras, maraming gods sa Cordilleras,
well,
diba?
More of epic heroes. Ayun.
Mm.
More of epic heroes. The most that we could probably see here as gods are the rice gods, the rice gods, which watch over the granaries and the rice harvests of, dito sa Cordillera.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say that there are gods, but they're not the kind of gods mm-hmm. which we assume na parang even in mm-hmm. Philippine mythology, yung mga Bathala, or Mebuyan, mga ganun.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of folk gods. So, to say that, for example, kung may nagbabantay na anito sa isang mm-hmm. lugar, well, technically, an anito is already a spirit to be worshipped. So, mm-hmm. I won't say that. I won't contradict what they're saying. Yeah. So, kung may nagbabantay na anito, then may nagbabantay na anito. So
I love this mga revelations na parang Aztec god visiting the north of the Philippines. I wonder what they're doing here.
I have no idea. Maybe because we have a connection with Mexico and the Spanish which came here, but I'm not sure. I don't really have an idea why they're here.
We will never know, I guess.
Ayun.
Baka nagbabakasyon sila kasi narinig nila Pine City na sa malamig.
Maybe.
Gusto nila magpahinga dito.
Maybe.
Magbabalik pa ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang paalala.
One of our greatest joy in life comes from relationship. In the same way, our greatest pain in life comes from relationships. In BW Podcast, we are finding solutions sa mga problems like, ano nga ba ang status ng relationship nyo? Paano mag-move on kahit di naging kayo? Waiting takes time, but what if you're nearing 30s na? Signs of toxic relationships. Anong mga types of guys na dapat mong iwasan? How will you know if he's the right one? Hindi yung pasweet lang. And how to kilig responsibly. So if you're into smart and healthy relationships, listen now to Boiling Waters PH Podcast on Spotify. Tatampanin ka ng katotohanan.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng Philippine Camper Stories. Sa huling bahagi ng ating panayam kay Dion Fernandez ay pinag-usapan namin ang mga indigenous practices at more local stories ng Baguio City at Northern Luzon na pumapatungkol sa mga pakikisalumuha ng mga tao sa mundo ng mga hindi nakikita. Narito ang huling bahagi ng ating panayam.
I also have heard of, aside from pag-aatang, I've also heard about panag-apoy. Could you tell us more about that?
Is it
a ritual or parang?
It's a vague ritual. Well, I know just a very little about it, panag-apoy. Well, kasi panag-apoy can mean many different things. Of course, apoy means fire, but yeah. It can apply to quite a number of things which could happen, quite a number of rituals and customs. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Panag-apoy could either mean something which you do, like a fire ritual which you do to cleanse a house of bad memories or quote-unquote evil spirits by smoking mm-hmm. the house. Mm. And using the smoke from the fire to you basically smoke them out. Or it could also apply to cleaning the graves of those who have departed. Yeah. Mm. You go to a cemetery and then you light a fire to clean the dirt which has accumulated so that the dead have a clean place to stay in. Mm. Para hindi ka mumultuhin.
Para ka nag-housekeeping.
Yeah. That's especially sa Sagada, they do that. Yung panag-apoy. They do that.
Yung
painting
undas, yung nakikita kong ginagawa nila.
Yeah, that's technically panag-apoy yun. Ayan.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Or it could simply be, you burn things, okay? Because you don't want to, it's so inconvenient to throw things out. You just simply burn them so that they don't bother you anymore. Ayan. So, the panag-apoy can be, it's a fire ritual which can apply to so many different things.
Mm-mm.
And if it's for cleansing, it's for cleaning something, for mm-mm. removing bad memories or
energies.
Yeah, bad energies. You can do the panag-apoy. But of course, your intention there has to be, I want to clean out this place mm-hmm. of bad energy. Kaya mag-aapoy muna. Parang ganun.
Using fire, okay.
Yeah, it uses fire. Fire as a cleansing agent, you could say.
That's very, very cool, actually. I've read about a case in Baguio, which was, I think this was in my question list. Tony Perez questing in, is it Hotel Nevada? Is there Hotel Nevada?
Oh, I see. Yes, okay. Actually, I was not there during
that
time.
You were not part
of that. I was not part of that. But it was, I know of it. Because Hotel Nevada was one of those places which was heavily, which had a lot of people die in it during the earthquake. Mm-hmm. And in fact, some of the ruins of Hotel Nevada are still there now. Yeah.
Is it still in Nevada Square?
Beside Nevada Square, you have the ruins of... you have the ruins of Hotel Nevada beside an empty lot mm-hmm. in Nevada Square. It's still mm-hmm. visible, actually. And sometime, I think 2003 ata, Tony Perez contacted yung active na spirit questers that time. I wasn't part of it, though, that time. I was doing something else. He contacted the spirit questers and yung dito rin sa Baguio. They did, mm-hmm. They were contacted also by yung owner yata ng Nevada Square. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hotel Nevada and Nevada Square. So they did the spirit quests over there mm-hmm. and they communicated with not just one entity but various entities there. Okay. A lot of entities. Kasi marami din doon. And then, ayun, so they, kumbaga parang they wanted to settle accounts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is why they were called there. Because Nevada Square was once one of the actively haunted places dito sa Baguio.
So I heard,
and,
yes.
Yeah. Some people say until now, pero I don't know. I don't go to Nevada Square that often. But back then, it was one of those few places na talagang you had people claiming that disembodied voices calling to them or may nakita silang parang shadows walking around Nevada Square or nightmares of people who slept there. ganun. So ayun, so they called up the spirit questers. And then they had one of those quests. They're called quests, where you go, where you divide into circles, and then you communicate with the spirits there. And so, well, I wasn't there personally, but they said that they were able to calm the spirits of those who were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why during the after the 90s, lumago ang Nevada Square, or it became more, you could say, more financially prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan, because of what they did there during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ayan.
Okay.
Ayan.
But when you quest, do you like, I hate to be cliche about it, but do you turn them to the light?
Supposedly that's what most people assume that quests do. But actually even the Manila spirit questers, that's their ultimate goal. To make sure that the spirits of the dead are at peace and that they transfer to the next world. But again, this is just a personal belief. I believe that you do not really separate the world of the living and the world of the dead. Yeah, they're here. So the best that you can do is that you find a way to make sure that if the spirit isn't ready to go to the next world, you don't you just let them stay here. Okay, find out what they want and then make them comfortable until they're ready, then do what you need to do. Yeah. In fact, there's this ritual, or there's this custom, not a ritual, it's a custom which has been done here in the Philippines, which actually is even done very commonly in Thailand, in Cambodia, in Malaysia, in Indonesia. It's the concept of the spirit house. Yeah. The spirit house is a small house which you put either inside the house or in front of your house or in the village square. Tapos, this is where you offer, it's a small wooden house where you offer, yun, dun ka mag-aatang, dun ka mag-offer. Yeah, parang altar lang. Yun. Which has apparently been forgotten as the years went by. But I have a photograph here of it's a mountain province. It's an old photograph of a spirit house. Yeah. And this happened as late as 1920s. Na?
Oh,
the tradition of using a spirit house to as a safe house for spirits or as a welcome, a safe house for spirits has been practiced here in the Cordilleras as late as that. You know, the fact that it has been forgotten in other places, yeah, makes me believe that, ayun, I think it should be revived. They do it in Thailand all the time, where they have that culture in Thailand, spirit
parang
houses.
Parang pag naisip mo nga yung ayan, Bali, sa Bali maraming ganyan eh.
Yeah.
Sa Thailand din, yung mga metas merong orchids, merong incense, yan
exactly.
Ba yun?
Yeah.
Yun, diba?
Spirit houses. Yeah, spirit houses. We've had that custom here in the Philippines. Na tinanggal nga lang ng mga European, yung mga Western powers na wala, nakalimutan nila or nakalimutan natin. Ayun. Which I think that one way by which you can calm the spirits, the easiest way for me, I think, is to create a spirit house. Although it doesn't
have accommodation, no?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be parang specially built, yung parang magarang tingnan. You know, you can just build parang Christmas village na bahay, yung made of ceramic, parang ganun. You can just have it at a special place in your house, you know? I think that the best way that one can prevent disturbing haunting is to have a house or have a simple house made of wood or cardboard even, or just something which a spirit can stay in inside the house to prevent the haunting. You can just invite us. If you think that your house is haunted, put a small figurine of a house somewhere, and then allow the spirit to stay there. Just tell the spirit that you're welcome at our house, please don't disturb us. You have accommodations here in the spirit house. Okay, I hope that everything is fine. if you stay here. Okay, just please don't disturb us. Ayan. As simple as that. I think that's one of the best and easiest ways to prevent hauntings.
Plus, it's also also parang culturally unique din pa sa Asian countries, which
Southeast Asian
charm.
Yeah.
Southeast Asian adds charm to a place.
Exactly. Mm. Kaya ayun. So I think that's one of the best ways by which we can, diminish hauntings. Build a spirit
Alam mo,
house.
Sir, I like how this interview turned out to be. Because at first, when I reached out to you, my goal was to check out what are the, you know, more on parang the dark turn ng Baguio and how it is perceived to be parang like a haunted area city.
Yeah.
Pero now that nakausap kita, parang na-unravel ko yung pagiging folkloric ng Baguio and yung parang mga beliefs nyo dito, which is parang very kind, welcoming, and I think that goes to show na rin with dealing with people for people or beings in the afterlife or in another realm. And I think parang yun yung dapat malaman ng mga ibang tao, especially yung mga pwedeng nakakinig nito, na iba talaga yung treatment nyo dito sa North.
Yeah, so when it comes to Baguio, we do invite, I usually say, come to Baguio. And well, if you want to visit Baguio for whatever reason, the more popular reason, sure, come to Baguio. But if you really want to explore what Baguio has to offer culturally, the more hidden ones, the more spiritual ones, of course, that's my specialty. So come to Baguio. And of course, I'm always welcome to talk to you about these things, to help you out with what you need to know about Baguio, and how maybe I could even help you out with where to go, okay? What places you might want to visit, and maybe who knows, if you think that you might encounter something, okay, maybe that's one thing you might want to carry. It might be something you might want to carry when you get back to where you come from. Yeah, like you might see a ghost, you might see movement at the back of the corner of your eyes, or you might hear a whisper, okay? The sound of a distant gong or something which isn't really materially here. Okay? Come visit us. Who knows? You might see something, you might hear something. Okay? It might be an experience you might never forget for the rest of your life.
I'm now seeing Baguio in a different light, and it has that layer na parang very familiar, very accommodating, and natutuwa ako dun. So thank you so much for giving me the chance to hear your stories. And also, if it's okay with you, I will, if there's a way for people to connect with you, do you have a website and any point of contact that you'd like to share with me, please let me know. Just give it to me and then I will share it with the audience. And hopefully, makatulong kung whatever it is that you have goals. Or maybe if you want to expand Outpath as well, if there are people that would like to train under you, if you want to share more of your knowledge, we can also do that.
You can always find me on Facebook, Dion Fernandez. We don't have a group name right now. Outpath social media is non-existent at the moment. But if you need to contact me, just look for Dion Fernandez on Facebook. Outpath is, of course, always open to members. But we often prioritize those who are in Baguio or in the neighboring towns around Baguio Benguet. But we don't have any social media right now, and in any case, if you want to contact us, you can just look for me first, Dion Fernandez. And I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, but it's better for people to just access me more on Facebook. Ano? It's much easier kung sarali. Ayan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much po, Sir Dion, for the interview. Sorry, napahaba na yung interview ko, 2 hours na yung nakuha ko sa oras. But thank you so much.
Napakarami kong natutunan sa kwentuhan namin ni Dion. Ang Baguio ay higit pa sa isang sikat na lugar bakasyonan. Ito ay may matibay na nakaraan at kultura na talaga namang kakaiba at karapat-dapat na panatilihing buhay. Tuwing nauuwi ako sa Baguio ay tulad ng maraming taga rito ay tahimik akong namumuhay kasama ang lahat ng nilalang. Buhay man o patay. Kung kayo ay may mga kwentong tungkol sa Baguio or may comments kayo tungkol sa ating kwentuhan, ay mag-reach out lang gamit ang hashtag na Philippine Camper Stories sa lahat ng social media platforms. Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang isa na namang kabanata ng Philippine Camper Stories. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan ninyo pa rin ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes sa lahat ng major podcast platforms. Kung nais ninyong maging bahagi ng podcast na ito ay maaari kayong mag-share ng inyong kwentong kababalaghan o pagtataka. Mag-email lamang sa camperstoriesph@gmail.com at isasama natin ito sa ating story submission segment na San Telmo Society. Kung gusto naman ninyong magbigay ng handog kahit sa maliit na paraan, ay maaari ito sa pamamagitan ng Ko-fi at ng Patreon. Ang support na binibigay ninyo ay malaking tulong para may pagpatuloy ko ang programa ito. Maaari nyo ring i-follow at i-like ang ating mga social media accounts sa Twitter at @CampfireStoryPH, sa Instagram at @CampfireStoriesPH, at sa Facebook page na Philippine Campfire Stories. Kung nais ninyo makipag-collaborate para sa marketing ng aming programa ay magtungo lamang sa advertiser.podmetrics.co at hayaan yung tulungan namin kayong maipahayag ang inyong mga produkto at serbisyo sa ating mga listeners. Nais kong tulungan ng mga tatak at produktong Pilipino dahil naniniwala ako na gaya ng mga kwento natin sa Philippine Camper Stories, mahusay ang tatak lokal. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po tayo ngayong gabi. At hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.